Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Christ and Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe and trust that you are all well. I'm so thankful and grateful unto you all for your prayers and the encouragement that you have given unto me throughout the week. Today, we'll be concluding with one thought that we started on Wednesday about coming out is not enough. We saw, as we have been using just a type in the book of Daniel about the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar, that Nebuchadnezzar, when children of Israel came out of Egypt as he captured them, he told Asphenas to choose people who were born from the king's seed and people who had no blemish. And we saw that those he was looking for, the seed. And the seed, we saw that it was more like a type of a spiritual birth, born of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. And we saw that he told Asphenas, his eunuch, to look for children in whom was no blemish. And we saw that in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, it says, Jesus will present a church unto himself that has no spot, wrinkle, nor blemish, that is holy. That's the church that he shall put forth before him, or to stand before him. And we saw that the Bible says that church will be cleansed or washed by the word of the through the word of God. Now I want you to see the last thing that Nebuchadnezzar was looking for the people to enter into his palace. And we typed this to the kingdom of God to say, like God himself wants people to enter into his kingdom. But these people that shall enter into his kingdom, they should have experienced a spiritual birth or born in the kingdom of God. Like we saw an example where Jesus told Nicodemus to say, unless you're born again. Nicodemus came out of the synagogue at night and followed Jesus, but that was not enough. Jesus told him to say, unless you are born again, that is when you can enter the kingdom of God. See, it was the seed that Jesus was talking about. You need to be born by the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. You need the blood. Okay? Then the second thing we see is Jesus is looking for people that he will present to himself without blemish, like we saw in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27. And we saw an example of the children of Israel. When they came out of Egypt, it's not everyone who entered the promised land. Okay, it is Joshua and Caleb and those who were born in the wilderness. Now, as we are concluding today, let us read Daniel chapter 1, verse 4. There's one part now that I want us to look at. It reads, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skilled in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. Hallelujah. The last thing that I want us to conclude with, brothers and sisters, God himself, he is looking for people that are going to learn his tongue or his language. Remember, in the book of Genesis, when we read Genesis chapter, it should be chapter 10 or 11. Just a minute. Genesis chapter 11. This is the chapter where we see that people had one language or one speech. And we see that in their heart, they had evil thought, and they built a tower. And the Lord came down and took away a tongue or language out of them. Man was already confused with his thought, because the Bible says God is not the author of confusion. So it means the thought that man had were already confused, and God took away the language out of them, or the tongue. And man could not communicate with one another. They could not understand each other. So they were scattered in different parts of the world because of the language that they lost. Now, I want you to see something here, brothers and sisters. Nebuchadnezzar, it is in the same place where he has picked the children of Israel, and he has brought them into his kingdom, and he wants them to enter his palace. But for them to enter the palace, he says, these are people who should be born of the king's seed. Secondly, they should have no blemish. Thirdly, they should learn the language of the Chaldeans. Now, I hope you understand what I'm trying to type here. Please follow me well. I just want to use it as a type. It is in the land of Shinar, Babylon, where Nimrod and his people lost the language. Now, God himself desires for us to be restored back unto him through the language. Now, this language, I want to type it as the baptism of the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters. You see, when we see Nebuchadnezzar was looking for people with king's seed, the seed, blood of Jesus, justification. Secondly, he talked about they should be without blemish, sanctification. We see in Ephesians, it says, this must be cleansed or sanctified by the word of God. Last thing, it talks about language, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So as we come out from denomination, as we come out from the system, we need to go through the process of justification, sanctification, and receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost to qualify to be raptured. I believe the people that will be raptured, they have gone through justification, they have been sanctified, and they have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. These three things are important. And these are the things that Nebuchadnezzar was looking for in the people that shall stand in his palace. These are things that I believe God is looking for the people that shall stand or enter into his kingdom, or for people that shall be raptured in glory to meet Christ in the air. This is not a tribe. It is the language. It's the Spirit of God uniting people. Let us look in the book of Acts chapter 2. These people had lost the tongue. They had lost the language. Now, when we read in the book of Acts chapter 2, I'll start from this one. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Amen. Nebuchadnezzar was saying, we need to look for people whom we can teach our tongue. And when the apostles received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God restored back the tongue that was taken out of man. Man received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It is for this reason, here on Daily Devotion, we are from different parts of the world, but the language of the kingdom of God has united us. It is the language of the Spirit of Christ that has brought us together. And we are speaking of the kingdom of God. That is our language. That is our tongue. It is not tribe. It is not that this one speaks Germany, this one speaks French. Those are tribes. But the language of the Spirit of Christ is in us. It has united us. That is the tongue that God has restored unto us. And we are all speaking of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So brothers and sisters, God has restored the language. He has given us the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it is a requirement for us to attain the perfect stature to come to Christ Jesus. or for us to be glorified, or for us to be raptured, or for us to enter the kingdom of God. We need justification. That spiritual birth in the kingdom of God is required. We need to be sanctified, and the tongue must be restored in you and I through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And when it is restored, we shall all speak of the kingdom of God. It's for this reason on this platform, we are all speaking one language. And the language is of Jesus Christ. It is of the kingdom of God. It is about love, forgiveness, the grace of God. It is about God has saved us, he has redeemed us, he has purchased us for us to be raptured. He has brought different races together through one language, and that's the language of his son, Jesus Christ. He is looking for that in you and I. He is looking for that baptism of the Holy Spirit in you and in me. That tongue must be restored. So we need these three things. These three things that Nebuchadnezzar was looking for people to enter the palace. These are things that God will look for people to be raptured. Because he paid the price. He knows that people are able to attain the standard when they come to the kingdom of his. He will wake upon them. Nebuchadnezzar said he is the one to teach the his tongue. Hallelujah. Jesus told us the Holy Spirit, when it comes upon you, it shall teach you. Hallelujah. So when we come in the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit shall teach us the language of the kingdom of God. It shall teach us the tongue of the kingdom of God. It is a duty of the Holy Spirit. All we need is to yield ourselves. All we need is to receive him. Accept him as our Savior, as our Redeemer. Let's go through it for us to enter the kingdom of God. Jesus says that I've gone to prepare a place for you. We have to enter that place. We have to come into that palace which he has gone to prepare for you and I. But for us to qualify, he is going to be searching like the way Nebuchadnezzar was searching. Look for people who are born in the king's seed. Justification. They should have the royal blood. Without blemish, sanctification. They should have the tongue of the kingdom of God, baptism of the Holy Spirit. Coming out, so it's not just enough. Because we may come out of denomination and yet fail to enter into the kingdom of God. So there is a process that one must go through. And one must qualify by attaining the perfect state of Jesus Christ or coming to the standard of Jesus Christ. But how do we get there? It is through living a life of the Word of God, that God himself paid the price on the cross through the blood of his son Jesus to justify you and I. He sent this word in order for you and I to be healed and be delivered. The word itself in Ephesians that we read said, he shall cleanse us, wash us. He shall sanctify us by the washing of water, by the word of God. See? Then today we are learning in the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit came upon them as cloven tongues. The tongue which they had lost in the book of Genesis 11 is now being restored. That man can have one language, one speech, just like it was in the book of Genesis 11. They had one language, one speech. And that language was about building a tower to worship Nimrod. Because they said, let us make a name. Make a name. So they made the name that they could exalt above the name of God. That was their language. But we, the children of God, our language is about the kingdom of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. We have been given a name, and that's the name we exalt. That's the name we worship. That's the name we glorify. That's the name we lift above our names. At the mention of the name of the Lord Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, Christ, and Savior, and there's no one like him. That's the language of the children of God. And our language is of the kingdom of God. That Jesus is the same. He does not change. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still serving souls. That's the language we have received through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You see, brothers and sisters, We have to come to this place of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit for us to qualify to be part of those that will be raptured. May the good Lord richly bless you. This is our language in the kingdom of God. Let us have one language of His word. The Lord is still merciful. He's still restoring back the tongue. It shall come upon each one of us as the cloven fire to restore back that tongue. That tongue is the language of the kingdom of God, to remind you that God is more than able, so that you can speak, Jehovah is the provider of that which is unseen. That will be our language, all of us. Even when you lack, you shall have the language of the kingdom of God. He shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. That will be your language. That will be my language. Why? He has restored back the Holy Ghost, and it has come upon you and I as the cloven tongue to unite us to have one language. And that's the language of the kingdom of God. May the good Lord literally bless you. Shalom. Shalom.